Welcome to Conversations with the Unseen. My name is Andy.
And my name is Laura. And in December 2019, we began an amazing and completely unexpected journey conversing with beings from the unseen world, which has totally transformed our lives.
And here we are, after hundreds and hundreds of hours of conversations, doing what our non-physical friends have been encouraging us to do, sharing their message with others who may be interested.
So let's dive in. Hello, Mexicans. Thank you for connecting with us in this way.
Always a pleasure.
And thank you for being so willing to share yourselves in this way, not only with us, but with others who may be interested.
We hope to be of service and make a difference.
I know that you have really been instrumental in helping Andy and I recreate and change our worlds in a way that's really hard to express. And one of the things that really occurs to me is how I now see much more than I ever have that life is created from the energy at cause and not in the physical effects. And so to put that in a different language, I used to think that when I had the body, the boy, the money, the business, the house, the car, whatever it is, then I would be happy. And I can see that I was on an eternal quest for the effects to be a particular way in order for me to be happy, when in fact that just brought me much dissatisfaction and I could never create things as what I now see was the ego wanted them to be. And you've spoken much with us about cause and effect. And I would love if this was a topic that we could explore today, please. What is your perspective on how we create our experience? Many would say that things are happening to them that they are not liking. What would you say to that?
Many feel powerless in their own experience of being in human form due to the program that runs that leads them to believe that in order to have an enjoyable life, life must be a certain way. And so the human ego sets about trying to organize the physical aspects of life in order to feel good. And whilst some are able to organize the effects in such a way that it would seem that they have it all, often the internal experience can be something else. It can be unfulfilling, having a materially abundant life does not necessarily bring a state of contentment or inner peace, which is what many are seeking. And the material effects are not what they seem. They seem very real to the human mind. They seem solid and they seem significant. And it would appear that sometimes life in human form can feel very uncomfortable. And in feeling powerless, this leads the ego to desperation, not knowing what to do. And so let us share our perspective. The world of form is an experience that the inner being is having, and the world of form is mirroring the energy that the being is aligning with in any given moment.
What does that mean?
Firstly, it is important to recognize that everything in the universe is energy. And energy is ever-changing. And energy is beyond the human being's ability to engage with through the senses. The five senses enable the human being to engage with the physical world, to see and hear and touch and taste and smell physical sensations. And most of what is happening in any given moment is beyond the ability of a human being to perceive. And so the energy will be a combination of factors. It will be governed by any programs that are running. And for humans, they come into the experience with a number of programs, a number of beliefs, stories, fears, and these will shape the experience of the human being for as long as those programs are active. They will create a version of truth for the human. And what they believe will be mirrored back in the world of form.
So what that brings to mind for me is that when my first business was failing, I didn't have enough business. I was feeling stressed about that. I was worried about the future. I was fearful about what was going to happen. I was desperate to get work, and I felt like I really needed the money. And I tried hard from a space of effort and action, but it seemed that nothing would change. In fact, it seemed that the harder I tried, the worse it got. So that would be an example of you talking about the energy I was being, stressed, fearful, desperate, worried. There was no way that I could create a business from that energy.
And in aligning with the energy of needing more money, the physical world reflects back to you the experience of needing more money.
So of course then I had to have less money so that I could experience the belief around needing more money.
Exactly.
Can all seem a little bit cruel from the ego's perspective, Mexican Julie?
Yes, the ego can certainly feel hard done by. And yet, with every program, there is treasure. There is a gift beyond the program. And the gift is who you become on the journey. As you experience life in a physical body, you are presented with these situations, these challenges as seen from the ego's perspective. And in the moving beyond the challenge, there is an expansion, a growth, and a raising of the vibration of one's energy.
You know, when I'm listening to you and I think back to the person I was, had I been listening to you then, I would have been thinking, I don't know that I really give a shit about your treasure. I just want to feel better. And I believe that to feel better would be for things to be different in the effect. The physical world. I believed if the business had been creating money, I would have felt better. That's what I would have believed then. I'm not sure I could have heard about treasure.
And knowing what you know now, you would know how to respond differently in that set of circumstances if you should find yourself there again.
Absolutely. I guess I'm just listening to you and I am imagining that perhaps someone is listening who feels like they are sitting in the, is it the eye of the storm? Is that the phrase? And not knowing what your programs are, not liking what the effects are, and really feeling powerless. That could feel like a really big step because it could feel like what you're then thinking is, as I did when I was on this journey, oh God, so I'm doing this to myself.
Innocently, we would say, from a lack of awareness. So perhaps the key point for the person you describe who is in that desperate situation, having tried everything and not being able to bring the physical effects into being, important and key information is that the effects, the physical effects, are a response to energy. And the energy is a combination of what you are believing and where you are placing your attention. And so we would move the attention from the undesirable effects onto creating in the energy what would be preferable, and knowing and believing that when the focus is put on the non-physical, and that is grown through attention and through emotional investment in the desire, the different energy will create different effects without having to do anything to them. The effects will change automatically.
What you're saying, Mexicans, brings to mind two examples. I guess when I felt I was in that crisis situation, for me it was around having debt on credit cards and not having any money coming in. And there came a point where I just thought, I am exhausted fighting, and no matter what I do, this does not get better. And I give up. I can make one more payment and I'm done. I don't know what happens after that. And there was a surrender there that allowed things to change. And so there, which we have talked about in a previous episode. And I also know now that when the ego is not so triggered about something, that I have the capacity to be able to focus my energy and my attention towards that which I do desire, which can feel really hard when the ego is very activated.
Yes. And it is important to take steps to soothe and reassure the ego. The situation you describe, where the ego has run out of ideas, when the ego reaches a point of surrender, is when it is more open to trying a different approach, because nothing else has worked. And that different approach would be to look inside, to go on an internal journey of discovery that, in fact, the human self is not all of who you are. It is the smaller part of who you really are. Who you really are is the inner being. The inner being as a non-physical expression of Great Spirit. Eternal, infinite. And the inner being has chosen to come into the world of form, to have an experience, to have an adventure. The circumstances of that adventure have been carefully chosen. And there does come a point in many people's lives when they go in search of answers to questions about the mysteries of life. How is it that having strived and struggled and worked so hard for these material results that they do not seem to bring a level of fulfillment that is desired, a level of peace. And so people often look inside and begin what some would describe as a spiritual journey. And in the process of going on that journey, they discover who they really are, beyond form. And the answers they find in turning to that inner being provide solutions to what seem like big problems to the ego.
I almost think of my inner being as being like my Sherpa, my guide, giving me bespoke guidance in every moment. And also, as you're talking, what's occurring to me is that often when something is not as I desire it to be, to then think about how I would like it to be, and then to ask myself, and how would I feel if that aspect of my life was to be as I desire it to be? Then that is the energy that I would be looking to create with. And again, for me, not by force and effort, not by giving that to the ego, but just by, as you have taught us, by beginning to allow yourself to experience that energy in your imagination. So for me, it's often, hey, inner being, show me the energy of that I wish to experience, and just to wait. And we can actually learn to practice and cultivate energies deliberately, which might sound weird to first start, but the more I do it, the more I am able to do it.
And this is the experience of many when they first begin to look in this new direction, that it may feel unfamiliar, it may feel strange, it may feel as if nothing is happening. And we would suggest trusting our words and trusting the inner being to bring about a state of balance, state of knowing that all is well.
And what occurs to me is, if somebody was listening to this and thinking they would like to experiment and test this out, perhaps not to start with the thing that the ego has the biggest point of view around, but to start with something that is fairly neutral, because when my ego has a really big point of view about something, it doesn't always feel so easy to access another energy in that moment. It requires soothing and reassuring and settling down to then be able to work with it in this way.
Yes, we are believers in the concept of baby steps. And this is what you are describing, to take a step in the direction of connecting with the inner being. And as you take a step in a new direction, you are moving away from the program that is so compelling to the ego, results in it believing in the world of form and believing that to be real and solid, rather than the mirror for the energy that it is. And as you take a step towards the inner being, towards the unseen and the energies that are in play in the person's life, in that moment, changes will gradually occur. Perhaps subtle changes at first, perhaps a feeling of more hopefulness, even though nothing has changed physically, just a little more optimism can creep in. And this could be a sign that this is a direction to pursue.
I love that, because you helped me really see that feeling better on the inside is evidence. It's just that the ego can dismiss that because it's like, well, it's not changing the effects. But what you taught me was that actually it begins with us feeling better on the inside.
And as that happens, as you begin to feel better, there is less of an expectation upon the physical world to make you feel better. It is something to be enjoyed. The physical world is there as an adventure playground. It is not significant. Cannot make you feel better. However, when you are aligned with the inner being and knowing yourself to be Great Spirit, having this physical human experience in the world of form, then everything is an adventure. Everything is there to be enjoyed.
This is a big topic, Mexicans. So I'm wondering if there are any final words that you would share with us before we close.
We send you our love.
Most gratefully received. Until next time.
Until next time.
You've been listening to Conversations with the Unseen.
If you'd like to know when there's a new conversation available, then remember to subscribe and also to share it with others.
If you'd like to have a written transcript of each conversation, then you'll find this on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
And if you have a question you'd like us to ask on your behalf, or if you would like to join the mailing list, then you can also do that on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
Until next time.